Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The latest U.S. Senate campaign in Massachusetts is nearly over. Voters go to the polls tomorrow to choose a successor to longtime Senator John Kerry, who's now the U.S. Secretary of State. Congressman Ed Markey, the Democratic candidate, and businessman Gabriel Gomez, the Republican candidate, have spent the final campaign day touring the state. They're looking for last-minute votes, and they're doing what they can to make sure that their supporters actually go to the polls tomorrow. WBUR's Fred Tice and Kurt Nickisch have been following the candidates today. And let's begin in Congressman Markey's hometown of Malden. He's holding a final rally there at this hour. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch is there and joins us by phone. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Sasha.
Kurt, first tell us how you would describe the mood of this rally.
Well, you can maybe hear everybody in the background right now, but he's got a sizable crowd of 100 or 200 people. They're standing out in front of the YMCA in Malden, but it's where he went to parochial high school, back when it was a high school. And everybody's in a good mood. There's an ice cream truck, which I think is a little bit of a play on the fact that he was the son of a milkman. And it's a summer day, and there's ice cream, and he's getting them fired up for really the last 24, 26 hours until polls close tomorrow.
And I understand that Congressman Markey covered a lot of ground west to east today.
Yeah, he hit today a bunch of cities, so population centers. He went to Springfield and Worcester. He toured businesses in Lawrence before coming here to Malden to sort of wrap up his statewide tour. And it's interesting, a lot of those are population centers. They're places where the economy has hurt more than it has in Boston proper. But they're also places where there are a lot of Hispanic voters, newly. And so it may also be a bit to sort of head off any possibility that Gabriel Gomez, the son of Colombian immigrants, could take those votes and surprise Markey in those very big, important communities.
Kurt, does Ed Markey have a clear or distinctive final day message to his supporters?
Yeah, he has basically been looking very comfortable as trying to play the role of the incumbent. And he does look really comfortable. He basically just said that social programs like those that started in the Great Depression, while his parents were alive, that those were, you know, valuable Democratic programs, and that social programs that Massachusetts Democrats should be able to identify with him. And so in that way, he's not been running away from, you know, what Gomez has tried to paint as a weakness in this campaign, that he's old, that he's been in Congress for so long. He's really trying to, you know, give the image of a longtime Democrat who's part of this long Democratic tradition.
Kurt, stand by with us if you could, because I now want to turn to WBUR's Fred Tice, who has spent the day with the campaign of Republican Gabriel Gomez.
Gomez began his day greeting commuters in Braintree.
Taking my dad to vote tomorrow morning for you, of course, obviously, so.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Brian Rodriguez is a Republican who lives in Brockton.
He's a new type of Republican, you know what I mean? Like, he's not the old school, you know, like, suit and tie kind of guys. He's a new thinker. He's lenient. He can do a better job of bringing the two parties together and move the country forward, as opposed to having two separate sides, you know, fighting each other. I feel like he's a unifying factor.
Next, it was on to meet people at a diner in Plymouth, where he met Andrea McMillan, who, like Gomez, was born in California, but of Argentine parents. She lives in Plymouth now. May God bless you, she told him.
Really, guys.
McMillan is unenrolled. She says she votes for the person, and she told Gomez she and a friend are voting for him tomorrow.
Well, we like his demeanor. We need change in this state, and hopefully, God willing, he'll help us do that. And we need some new representation.
But not everyone's a fan. Gomez runs into an independent voter who tells him she won't vote for him.
You can still change your mind by tomorrow, right?
No, Betty Mitchell tells him.
And we're not really happy with the Republicans in Congress.
Gomez seems to meet the greatest resistance from voters such as Mitchell.
Republicans, but I tell them, I'm going to represent all the people. Right now, this state is underrepresented by Democrats. And quite frankly, only a sliver of the Democrats are represented. Independents aren't represented. More than half the people here are independents. And a lot of conservative Democrats, for instance, the ones who voted for Congressman Steve Lynch, I think are going to come to our side because they know that Congressman Markey doesn't represent them. He represents a very small part of the Democratic base. So our message the whole time has been is to reach out.
Ed Markey has made much of Gomez's opposition to an assault weapons ban. At his next stop, a diner in Hyannis, Gomez finds out gun control also motivates voters such as Republican Tim Bischoff.
You got my vote tomorrow.
I think I appreciate it.
Please uphold our constitutional
rights.
We
will. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Constitution's there for a reason.
How you doing?
I protected and defended 9 years.
I know you did.
Bischoff is most concerned about his Second Amendment rights.
They're slowly but surely being eroded by the administration right now, and it's just not right. I know there's a lot of emotion tied up with the recent events like Sandy Hook and whatnot, but a lot of people are failing to realize that there's more to it than just weapons, more to it than just guns. It's a societal issue that we have to deal with.
And so, Sasha, you hear there that Markey's opposition to gun control actually is encouraging some Republicans, motivating them, really, to go out to vote. This is something that I have seen as I've gone along with Gomez throughout the state. Gomez is now going to end his campaign in a big way with a rally with Scott Brown here in Quincy. This is the first time that I believe that the two have been campaigning in a big rally. It's not a big rally, but it'll be a rally in a restaurant here in Quincy. And Scott Brown, of course, being the last Republican to win the U.S. Senate seat from Massachusetts. Sasha?
Fred and Kurt, Secretary of State Bill Galvin is predicting low voter turnout tomorrow. Tell us what the campaigns are saying about that. And Kurt, let's start with you and the Markey campaign.
Well, they say that they have a fantastic get-out-the-vote effort that just has muscle memory, so to speak, from helping to elect Elizabeth Warren just a few months ago. So many of the same offices that they have were the same ones that she used. They have a lot of the same staffers. And to some extent, that's correct. On the other hand, it's clear that they haven't been able to motivate and interest as many people to sort of go out and knock on doors as they did in that last election, which was so tight and also coincided with the presidential election. So they seem to have the machinery, and they feel like they're going to be able to get unions to go out and vote strong for Markey, and they're counting on that to sort of secure, you know, what otherwise could be very unreliable and surprising.
And Fred, briefly, any strategy for the Gomez campaign for getting out the vote?
Sasha, they've been trying, the Gomez campaign, while Markey has the official endorsement of many of the unions, the Gomez campaign has made many inroads with firefighters, with police officers, and they have been working at peeling that away one by one. And generally, they feel that a low turnout is going to favor them because the Republican voters are more motivated, they say. Generally, I have to say, as I've gone around with these two candidates, Gomez definitely has the more motivated voters. So it's just a question of whether enough of them will come out to carry him to the U.S. Senate tomorrow.
That's WBUR's Fred Tice and Kurt Niggish, who've been covering Gabriel Gomez and Ed Markey. Thanks to both of you.
Sure thing.
Glad to do it, Sasha.